Page 18. Reading. 1. Speaking. Work in pairs. Look at the pictures and think about what the machines do. Then choose one of the two machines and talk about it. I think it's called. It helps with. It's a cool machine because. It gets angry when. 2. Read these product reviews on a website from the year 2066. What do the robots do? I bought the Sunny Star robot 2 weeks ago. It does everything for me in the morning. I don't have to do anything. It wakes me up with a nice song. I don't have to get out of bed myself. It helps me to get out of bed and carries me to the shower. Then it washes my face and brushes my teeth. It makes my bed and packs my bags for school. But you should be careful. You mustn't use it on rainy days. Sunny Star gets very angry when it rains. Then it only turns the cold water on when it puts you in the shower. Do you like visiting other countries? Yes? Then this invention is perfect for you. You don't have to have a lot of money. And you don't have to get up in the morning. It looks like a bed. It's got a computer. You only have to type the name of a city, and it flies you there. You can stay in bed, and you can have breakfast too. But you mustn't tell your teachers. They would take it away from you. Oh, and there's one more thing you should know. You must switch Travel Plus off at night. Do you know why? Because it wants to travel day and night. It waits until you're sleeping and then it starts traveling. Then you could wake up at the North Pole or in the middle of the ocean. 3. Read the reviews again and answer the questions. 1. What's the first thing that Sunny Star does for you in the morning? 2. When does Sunny Star create problems? 3. What does Sunny Star do when it's angry? 4. What don't you have to do when you use Travel Plus? 5. Why don't you have to get up in the morning? 6. What must you do when you use Travel Plus? 7. Why mustn't you tell your teachers? Grammar. Must, mustn't, mustn't versus don't have to. 1. Complete the sentences from the reviews. Then complete the rule with must, mustn't or don't have to. 1. You do anything. Sunny Star does all the work for you. 2. You switch Travel Plus off at night. 3. You tell your teachers. Rule: use 1 to say it's necessary to do it. Use 2 to say it's not necessary. Use 3 to say don't do it. I'm telling you not to exclamation mark 2. Match sentences 1 to 3 with AC. 1. You don't have to go swimming. 2. You mustn't go swimming. 3. You must change your clothes. A. There are sharks. B. They're all wet. C. You can do something else if you prefer. 3. Complete the sentences with must, mustn't or don't have to. 1. A. Dad, I don't want to go to the park with you. B. No problem, Mike. You be there. 2. A. I'm so thirsty. B. Stop. You drink that. 3. A. I'm sorry I can't join you. B. That's fine. You come. 4. A. Sorry, I can't stay. I'm in a hurry. B. Oh, no problem. You wait for me. 5. A. I don't like swimming. B. We go swimming. We can go to the park. 6. A. I've got a bad toothache. B. You go to the dentist. Pronunciation. Vowel sounds, hash. Dot slash and, you slash. Go to page 142.